Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
The Human Science Research Council shedding some light on the pressing need to enhance educational curricula and aligning them with industry demands for better equipped graduates. Joining me on the line is Sharon Motala. Sharon is a chief research manager at the Inclusive Economic Development Division within the Human Sciences Research Council. Joins me on the line now. Sharon, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and thank you so much for inviting me to your show.
Well done for doing the work, but it almost stands to reason, right, that we do need to adapt our curricula so that what we are graduating is ready for an economy that is desperate for growth.
No, you're absolutely spot on. We have a changing world. We have a changing context in which we are living compared to 20, 20, 10, 30 years ago. Digital economy has taken over a lot of what's happening in the world, etc. And so we need curricula that's aligned to the new changing world of work, South Africa. And so the types of skills and the types of courses and the types of curricula and experience that young people get is critically important, and amongst those is digital skills.
Yeah. Where do you find the stumbling blocks to be, Sharon? Why are we not seeing an agile education sector that is responsive to what we need? Because as I keep on reminding myself, my nephew, who's in grade 5 now, is being taught a particular curriculum for a job that probably doesn't exist yet, as in, you know, whatever he'll be doing in the future doesn't currently exist in modern day South Africa or the world.
Well, there are a number of issues related to our education system. And while I'm not necessarily one of the experts in that area fully, the reality is that our education system from basic education has been seriously compromised because we're not... For one, the numbers of young people who go into schooling and the numbers who actually complete matric is a huge gap. So we're having large numbers of dropouts of young people into the education system. So while our annual results show excellent results and they're increasingly, you know, matric pass rates are improving, that is only for those who stay the full journey to matric. There's the significant number of people who drop out, so that's one problem. Our current unemployment situation with 8 million unemployed shows that significant number of them have no matric whatsoever. And we know what the challenges are, that when you are semi-skilled or unskilled, you're less likely to be able to find jobs. You're more vulnerable to being redundant compared to skilled. But we now have a problem. So that even though there is a demand, a high demand for skills, we are recovering post-COVID, etc., it does not mean that somebody with a qualification is guaranteed a job. Somebody like myself, 20, 30 years ago, walking into the economy, had no problems finding a job immediately. That's not the case any longer. We've had since 2010 a growing unemployment of graduates, and I'm talking about NQF level 7 to 9. So people with bachelors, honors, masters, and even PhDs who are sitting unemployed in South Africa.
And sadly, Sharon, what we're going to see is a further expansion of the divide, where schools, both secondary and, I suppose, particularly private sector tertiary schools, are going to be responsive to the needs of what the industry wants, but it costs more money to go to those schools, and therefore the majority of South Africans are going to be left behind, given a traditional conventional curriculum, which, quite frankly, doesn't serve them and what the industry needs right now.
So this is an interesting point that you're raising. If you are a graduate of one of the previously advantaged universities, your Stellenbosch's, your UCT's, University of Pretoria, etc., you are more likely, as say, for example, an economist to get a job quickly. But an economist from Limpopo University or from Fort Hare, etc., or UniZulu, is not as easily going to be able to, because It has to do with perceptions of qualification, quality. It has to do with the skills and capabilities in those institutions to deliver high quality training programs that are aligned to industry needs. And that requires agile universities. For example, the University of Joburg, worked closely with the tourism sector some years ago in some work that we did to begin to align curricula to tourism, the tourism sector needs. Because we talk about the tourism sector as a growth area, and we need to grow it globally, etc. But if you don't have the right skills in the right areas, then you're generating, graduates who don't have the appropriate skills.
Yeah. Sharon, thank you very much. It's important work that you've done here. Sharon Motala is the Chief Research Manager in the Inclusive Economic Development Division of the Human Science Research Council. Just repeating the need for our curricula to be adapted and to be agile enough to respond to the current needs of industry in order for those graduates to be better prepared for our economy.